This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Summer Olympics are set to begin in Rio this month, and while Hannah Cox of Heartland, Vermont will not be there, she did recently get to compete in the qualifying trials for the Games. And her story of becoming an elite swimmer is no less remarkable for not having qualified for Brazil. Hannah Cox joins us now in our VPR studios, along with her father, Kevin Cox, and welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Hannah, let me ask you first a little bit about your journey to get to the qualifying trials, because as I understand it, you really didn't take the kind of path that most elite athletes do, which is you identify a sport you're really good at from a really young age. When did you actually get the swimming bug and realize you wanted to swim competitively?
Yeah, so I enjoyed swimming in the summers when I was little, but other than that, it didn't extend from the outdoor pool in Woodstock. So I really got competitive with it when the Upper Valley Aquatic Center was built. I think that was when I was in fifth grade. And so I did some seasons there, but I didn't fully do it year-round. So I'd say the summer leading into my freshman year of high school, that's when I really committed myself to swimming. And I've been doing it year-round since then.
Now, that aquatic center you're talking about is in White River Junction. And mm-hmm. Kevin, as I understand it, that building itself was never a given. That came about in a pretty remarkable way, too.
Yeah, because we weren't focused on swimming, we really didn't follow it. But there was someone who gave $15 million to build this aquatic center.
Otherwise, it wouldn't have been there.
That's correct.
And Hannah, do you think if it hadn't been there, do you think swimming would have become a competitive part of your life?
Yeah. So at Woodstock, there were girls that swam for the CCBA in Lebanon, New Hampshire. I mean, they were role models to me when I was in Woodstock. They encouraged me to do it year round, but that was kind of far from home. So I thought about it a little bit, but it didn't end up becoming anything because of the distance. So when the Upper Valley Aquatic Center was built, it was pretty perfect with being so close to home. So I think if it wasn't built yet, I wouldn't have continued my swimming.
The youngest of five, we were not looking for another sport to drive her to. So the fact that it was built 10 minutes from our house on the way to 89 and 91 for our family, for Hannah, couldn't have been more perfect.
Kevin, you don't really have much of a knowledge of the sport of swimming, right? I mean, it wasn't a big part of your life growing up or anything?
No, not at all.
So what was it like for you to follow Hannah's progress?
I think with swimming, it was really neat for Hannah and I to work through our relationship and my role in swimming. And she made it clear and kept needing to clarify exactly what my role was.
And what was that role, Hannah? What did you want to clarify for your
dad? Yeah, so I've loved that my parents haven't grown up in swimming, so they don't have all the knowledge about it. And I think that's been really good for me. And I've really appreciated that because I actually like that more than him trying to figure out split times and just to keep it more relaxed between the family is what I've appreciated. And my parents have done an unbelievable job of supporting me, so I really appreciate that.
Was it less pressure on you too? Because, you know, your dad seems like a pretty laid back guy. I don't imagine that he was one of like these intense soccer dads or anything that, you know, can, you know, yell at the coaches or whatever during a meet or anything.
I don't know about that.
I've got it read wrong here.
Yeah. My brother's played soccer and he played soccer. So I think he really knows that realm. But on the deck, he's always cheered me on, but has just been a supporter and a quiet supporter.
I can remember at a meet last year at Brown, I came to the table to pay and go in, and the gal knew you. And she said, did you see that? And I said, well, see what?
I think it was a 200 free. I might have broken a New England record. So yeah, he missed that.
I want to ask Hannah about your swimming coach. I understand she's been a big part of your life. Who is she and why has she been a big part of your life?
Yeah, Dorsey Reynolds. Dorsey has been awesome. I am so grateful that it just worked out perfectly. Not only having UVAC built so close, but having her be the coach to really help the team. And a small team at that in Vermont, like swimming's not a huge thing. She is not only passionate about the sport, but I think she's really passionate about her swimmers. And I've really felt that throughout the whole journey with her. And I just think we've formed a really awesome connection that I am so grateful for. She's pushed me in the pool, and I am really motivated because of her. And so I think I've gotten stronger physically from her, but also emotionally.
I understand that Dorsey has taken ill recently. Mm-hmm. What's happened with her?
Yeah, so she has been diagnosed with cancer She went through breast cancer this past fall. I was actually in Singapore, and I didn't know at that time, and she didn't tell me until December because she wanted to make sure that she didn't come across as, you know, weak. She still wanted to be a huge part of the team, and obviously it was a huge year for the both of us because I wouldn't be going to the Olympic trials without her. So that was in the fall, and then later on this spring she found out she had ovarian cancer, and both of those run in her family, so she's been around it. I can't imagine, you know, what she's been going through, but she's been taking good care of herself while also having a team to care for. So I think she's done a good job of balancing it. But yeah, I can't imagine what it's been like for her because, again, like the Olympic trials was a huge event for the both of us. I may be the swimmer in the pool, but when it's just Dorsey and I think we kind of, it's a team effort as well because we go to these meets, just the two of us.
Was she able to be there for the Olympic trials?
Yeah, she was.
Oh, that must have been great.
Yeah, that was so huge. She can really be like the backbone for me. So just to have her there is huge. And she went through the process to make sure that she'd be okay to go.
Kevin, as a dad, you're seeing that possibility now, you know, my daughter could be heading to the Olympics. So what was that like for you, knowing that Hannah was going into that environment?
Yeah, so excited and just kept wondering, you know, I kept trying to understand more of the sport that I don't understand. How close? How realistic? Really, does she have a shot? You know, is she a contender? And Hannah never wanted to be a part of that conversation. This is her thing. She said, if I never go any further, I've been to Singapore. I've done these things. I've already accomplished things that I never set out to accomplish. That just really helps me keep things in perspective from this kid who's done so much and still has so much ahead of her. But I think for me, I just kept trying to understand. So when she beat Missy Franklin in a race in Florida, you know, I'm thinking, wow, that's a world champion, and Hannah beat her. But then Hannah explains to me, well, we were not tapered, which means in endurance sports, everybody goes to these meets sore. You know, they're not at all rested, not at their best, because they're waiting for the Olympic trials to be at their best. But I'm like, yeah, but you still beat the world champion.
Even someone like me who doesn't know a whole lot about swimming knows the name Missy Franklin.
Yeah.
And you competed against her, whether you were tapered or not. You won this particular race against her.
Yeah.
That must have been an incredible feeling. Did you speak to her at all?
No, I'm pretty shy in those settings. I kind of keep to myself, so I think it was cool, but I think my family definitely gets more excited for that than I do. Not to take it away from my experience, but
great experience. And you're graduating a senior from high school. What's next for you? You're moving on to college, and will you keep swimming?
Yeah, I will. I'll be swimming for the University of Arizona in Tucson. I head out pretty shortly, and I'm really excited for that. I think there's a culture there that I'm really excited to represent and to be a part of.
Swimming outside, I imagine,
yes,
too. It's going to be a lot different than having to swim in the winters in White River Junction.
Definitely. Yeah. I had a meet in Arizona this past spring, and I just remember being so happy swimming outside. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
So swimming is competitively still going to be a part of your life.
Yes.
You'll try to qualify for races, any meets, tournaments, anything you can, huh?
Yeah. So with college swimming, there's the NCAA championships. So not only are there swimmers from the United States, but there's also swimmers internationally. It's really competitive. And so throughout the year leading into March, it's just trying to get those cut times and score more points for the team. So that'll be exciting because I have traveled by myself a lot to the big meets. So to be able to have a team travel with me, I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, it's going to be fun for us to follow your progress too as you compete in some of these really big races. Knowing a kid from Heartland, Vermont is going to be up there swimming with some of the best in the world. Hannah Cox is a native of Heartland, Vermont, and she'll be attending the University of Arizona in Tucson. And her father, Kevin Cox, was with us today as well. Thank you both so much for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Thanks, Mitch.